Hi, this is Julie.
This is Liz.
This is Sheila.
This is Monica.
This is Leanne.
We are the Satellite Sisters.
You are listening to Satellite Sisters to Go.
Welcome. We are the Satellite Sisters. This is Julie Dolan here with a what I have to call a very special Satellite Sisters podcast. As you probably know, Liz is on her way to Argentina, or she's there right now, most likely doing the tango, which means that we had to move the technical operations command or control or center or whatever it's called to my closet here in Dallas. But fortunately, I am joined by my very technically able sister, Monica, in Portland, Oregon. How are you?
Good morning, ladies. Great. Glad to talk to you guys today. This will be fun.
Okay. And also making a wonderful surprise holiday visit, that would be Sister Sheila. How are you?
I like this trio that we have going this morning.
That's the thing about Satellite Sisters podcast. You never know who exactly is going to turn up. Liz is in Argentina, and Leanne is on a family assignment with her in-laws in the Bay Area, so she's not able to join us. And sisters, here's the good news. I have total control, command, and confidence in two out of the three steps it takes to produce a podcast. So how about that? So
steps
one and two, I am solid. The third step, which is actually transforming the podcast and being able to put it on our website so everybody can listen, I am less certain, but I believe, you know, that with some assistance, possibly from Monica, from Sarah Sweeney, that I am going to be able to do this in Liz's absence. Okay.
We support you, Julie.
That's what Sheila, I know, and you're so technically able. That's
I know I can't help you, but morally and spiritually, I commend you, and I'm here for you.
Okay, so that's good. Well, Sheila, I'm actually very happy to hear from you and a little embarrassed. I did check in with Sister Leanne earlier this week to make sure that you hadn't blown away with those incredible Santa Ana winds that were that hit the West Coast, because you could see that Pasadena had a lot of damage.
We had a national disaster area here. I mean, it was serious. And I mean, this is not funny, but it's going to sound funny. I didn't know what was going on when I woke up at 3 a.m. and I thought it was the end of the world. I didn't put it together that it could be the wind that was making this horrible roar against my windows. I just thought, well, this is it. I'm going to go. I mean, it was the loudest sound I had ever heard.
So you were unaware of what, I mean, they had forecasted the high winds, but you were.
But I'm sure Sheila was unaware of the forecast.
No, I was watching Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Didn't you know this was happening?
No, I had no idea. I had no idea. I was startled when I woke up and I was scared. I'm all alone. And I just want to, I mean,
Sheila, isn't your apartment, you describe it as being like a tree house.
Oh, all the trees around my apartment went down.
I mean, they did?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Monica, it literally, I mean, I can't tell you how much destruction was caused in Pasadena. And I mean, you know, 200-year-old trees were uprooted. Street lights were bent in the wind, metal. Huge street lamps, what lights were bent. I mean,
oh wow, Sheila, did your school get canceled? Did you lose power?
We had a snow day. Yes.
Oh!
And thank you. I mean, this is a season of thanks. Thank you that my power was on during the snow day, because I had so many television marathons to watch. I mean.
So you didn't have any damage at your house, at your apartment, and
no,
your car was fine, had power.
I am so lucky. I'm one of the only people at school who had power. All the teachers, their power was out. Everybody around me, except my treetop apartment, was solid. I had heat. I had power. I mean, I had food in the fridge. I was ready.
All right, Sheila. Well, that's really good. I know, now. But are things back to normal now? Are you able to drive around, or has the cleanup happened? Because I heard that this is Sunday that we're recording this podcast, that they're now forecasting more Santa Ana winds, just in case you hadn't.
I'm glad you told me, because
You better go out and get some more food.
Yeah, I'm still blissfully unaware, but there is serious damage. A lot of people didn't get power back, won't get power back until tomorrow. So I am just so lucky. I'm really fortunate.
Okay.
I mean, I had one little plant on my little terrace there, and it blew away. I mean,
it's gone.
It's gone. I mean, that plant that I nursed for several weeks is gone. It's the only plant I've ever had that lived, and there it was, just gone. Vanished. But what was so crazy was I got up that morning to go swimming. I didn't know. I mean, I knew there was a windstorm, but I am so dedicated to this master swimming now because I want to get in shape. And, you know, once I start something, I go full tilt.
Now, Sheila, just let me just like ask at this point. So you've had this horrible night. You've heard the terrible winds. You get up in the morning to go swimming, but do you turn on the TV or check your internet to see what the weather is or yourself before you head out? I mean, you said you thought it was the end of the world, but you're still getting up to go swimming?
I paid my dues. So I got to get every ounce of swimming in. I mean, like a crazy person, I showed up at the pool, Julie. And it was, everything was shut down. And
I mean, wasn't it tough driving around Pasadena? I saw the pictures.
Yes, it was terrible. I was, believe me, I was like Dorothy driving around. I mean,
You hear about these people that like somehow missed all the, you know, the information. World events, hurricanes, you know, sort of.
And as we fires. Know. At 5 o'clock in the morning, it's not my best hour. I mean, remember I hit my neighbor the other day?
Yes.
You know, I hit my neighbor's car causing thousands of dollars of damage rushing to the swimming. So, I mean, I need some help here because I think I need to rethink just how, I mean, I am so out of it in the morning. So I want to tell you what happened. Now, let's flash back, okay?
Yes, let's go. We're having a group flashback. Okay, Monica, hold on. Here
let's
we go.
Flashback 2 weeks ago. I was on top of the world, no windstorm, went to my usual swimming practice at 5:30. But I'm under-caffeinated at that hour. Let's face it.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
I'm under-caffeinated, and I was a little out of it, and there's a lot to get out of the car because I have my swimming bag, then we have my shower caddy, then I have my school clothes. I have something on a hanger. I have a lot going on that I'm taking out of different doors and areas of the car, all right?
Right, right. Yes.
And then,
yes.
So I left. I literally left my car door wide open the other morning at swim team practice.
Wow, Sheila, that doesn't seem like a safe procedure.
Poses a security risk. I can see how you can do it, though. It's dark and you're getting all of your packages and your
things. Listen, who hasn't left their car door open? Okay. Right. I mean, Sheila, that does happen to, it's happened to me. Yes.
This was wide open with my computer in the front seat.
Sheila.
But guess what? I call him my new hero, a wonderful looking swimmer.
Got in the back seat of your car?
No.
You found him when we were driving away?
From lane one, which is the fastest lane, apparently went to my coach, my swim coach, Chad, and said, there's a silver Saab with this license. He took down my license plate. This guy was unbelievable and said, the car door is wide open. I think you should alert one of the swimmers.
Oh, well, that was really nice. Obviously, he had had his coffee in the morning, so he was able to come to your rescue.
No, I think he's just heroic. I wait till I tell you the end of the story. So Chad yells out, you know, silver Saab, license plate, blah, blah. And, of course, I'm cringing. I said, oh, God, that's me. So Chad said, don't worry, just give me your keys, and I'll go lock your door. How nice is that?
Because you were in the pool. It might have been
was in the pool.
Might have been a little cold run back to the parking lot. Yes.
So Okay, so flash forward again. Are you ready? Flash forward.
Okay. This is quite the podcast, isn't it, Monica?
Time travel.
A week ago, before the storm, but after the initial incident of leaving my car open, I am again piling out of my car with a million bags, looking like a total crazy person with my glasses bent. I mean, and all of a sudden, dun, 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 Peter from lane one walks over to me.
Oh, okay,
a
Sheila.
A strapping. I would say mid-40s.
Okay, Sheila, that's promising.
And I don't know how he knew, but he said, "Are you the woman with the silver sob?" How did he know that? How did he know I was the lunatic who left my car door open?
Well, maybe you just had that, you know, very sort of vulnerable look that he felt like he could, you know, be your personal hero, Sheila. I don't know.
Maybe you should leave your car door open more often. Meet man. I might try that sometime in Portland.
It's a dating technique.
I said, hello. And I reached out to shake his hand. And when I say I haven't had a firm handshake like that since I moved to LA. This guy was unbelievable. And after that, after he shook my hand, I really couldn't hear anything he said, but he stood there and proceeded to give me safety advice.
Oh, you're a hero.
Sheila, that's just what you need. It's a strapping swimmer to give you safety advice.
I've always wanted a bodyguard ever since I saw Kevin Costner in that movie. I said, really? He said, yeah, you know, you should park over here because there's cameras over here. You know, your car is in the dark over there. I was like, whatever you say, Peter. So then I'm walking in with my 16 bags. And he said, so what happened that morning? How'd you leave your car door open?
Well, it's Sheila. It really sounds like Peter is trying to, you know, he wasn't just like accepting your thanks and walking away. He really sounded like he wants to have a little conversation with you.
So I said, well, I was under caffeinated. And he got it. He got the joke. And I said, you know, he's sort of carrying a lot of stuff that morning. And he looked at me and goes, yeah, I can see.
Okay. All right. Well, all the baggage. I don't know how this relationship's going to work out. Okay. Keep going, Sheila.
And then, of course, he held the door for me. That's something a man in 10 years since I moved to LA hasn't done, except for my brother-in-law, Barrick. I mean, these
sounds like
things,
you had a lot of firsts that morning. Are you moving over into lane one?
So then I get out on the pool deck and I'm, of course, looking for him. And I'm in lane nine, all right?
But Sheila, you're in a lane. Come on, you're in the lanes. You're in the same pool with this guy.
And I see him come out. And of course, you know, he's just amazing.
That would be personally or physically, Sheila, that you're...
Even at 5:30 in the morning, in the dark, I can see that, you know, and so he went right into lane one. I mean, you know, I think he actually is the best swimmer in the Masters group.
Oh, okay.
I actually have done some reconnaissance.
Uh-oh. Okay, yeah, have you started stalking him, Sheila?
No, all I know is he has a real job. You know, he went to school back east. He's a nationally known swimmer. Mm. And he apparently is single.
Sheila, this is very positive. You have a lot in common, right? I mean, you live back east, he lived back east. You like to swim. He likes to swim. That's good. You have a job. He has a job.
He has a job.
He has a car. Have a car.
Okay. I see just so much.
So many similarities.
Yes. So many. He's nationally known. People do know who you are, Sheila. So
Right, Julie. Gosh darn it, you're right. So that, I mean, a big, big shout out to my man Peter. And what can I say? I know I'll see you again.
So no wonder you got up the morning after the windstorm.
Oh,
I to go swimming.
Oh,
it had nothing to do with your dedication to this.
It actually had nothing to do. I was caffeinated. I even put on some moisturizer. I was like,
because that looks good underwater. Moisturizer, Monica. Yeah.
I had half as many bags. I was going to go in there. I was going to be in control. I mean, but then of course. You know, the pool was closed, so I'm back to square one. I haven't seen him, but, you know, I have been thinking about you. And every time I go to the pool now, I'm going to park in a new spot. I'm going to lock my door twice, and I'm going to I want to appear more. I mean, vulnerable is one thing, but crazy is another.
Sheila, I'm proud of you. There's
a fine line.
Okay, Sheila. That's quite a goal.
Right. So just those are the big thanks. Also, a couple quick thank yous to Leanne. A couple weeks ago, Leanne told me not to give up on my anti-brown spot regimen. So I've gone out and, you know, I've basically bought every anti-brown spot serum there is. Mm-hmm.
These are the brown spots caused by sun damage that... You know, pretty much everyone of our age and generation who, you know, tried to get a suntan with baby oil or, you know, putting aluminum foil on record albums and, you know, holding them up to, which I think you did a lot of, Sheila, right?
A lot of. Plus, I have a lot of freckles. So the freckles blend into one big blob of brown spot. So basically, I've kept it up for about 2 weeks now, and I've been getting lots of positive comments.
You've really noticed a difference?
Well, I don't notice a difference, but people do, Monica.
People are coming up to you and saying,
You have less brown spots?
But they're saying,
No, this is LA. They said, did you get some Botox?
Oh, yeah, of course.
But I said, no, I've just been doing anti-brown spot serums.
And well, that is reason to give thanks. So,
and a last little thank you to something I discovered this week, Julie, and you'll probably know about this because you're a real lady about town.
What's that, Sheila?
You know about things like this. I had a beautiful purse that someone gave me a few years ago, and it was completely beat up, a real leather purse. And I know you like leather, Julie.
I do.
And I went to the shoe repair and I said, is there some way you could polish this up? He said, oh, no, we can re-dye your purse.
Yeah, you can do that. You didn't know.
Where have I been all my life? I had no idea you could do that, Julie.
Yes. Well, I guess that's because I don't know. I mean, I can't say where I learned that along the way, but it's
a life skill. I had no idea. Sheila, I'm with you. Who would even think to do that?
Lot of people think to do that if they have a favorite pair of shoes or a purse that they like, but you know the color is wrong or you know it's slightly worn. I mean, it's
a great
thing.
It has completely restored this purse. I mean, it's amazing. So thank you.
Okay. Are you thanking me for not telling?
Thanking everyone for my life this week. It's looking better. The trees are getting cleaned up. My purse is dyed.
Liz and Leanne here, and we are so grateful to have Osea support Satellite Sisters. Why? Because it's just a great product. Holy cow, do we love Osea's skin and body care. And you know what? This Mother's Day, just look no further than Osea. Spoil the moms in your life with the little luxuries from Osea. The moms, the stepmoms, the bonus moms, the people who bring a touch of something special to your life, aunts, grandmothers, they would love a little Osea this Mother's Day. And you can get 10% off your first order by using our code SATSISTERS at OseaMalibu.com. And Liz, you know what every mother and mother figure needs?
What?
More moisture, Liz. They need more moisture in their skin.
I mean, really, the creams, the lotions, the oils, I love it all. That duo they have going, you can't miss with the duo of Osea.
Liz, the Mega Moisture Duo.
Yes.
You can literally see your skin get firmer, and it just delivers this full body glow. Okay, you know we have raved about the Undaria Algae Body Oil. Mm-hmm. Well, pair that with the Undaria Collagen Body Oil. Youthful, yeah. Liz, your youthful, yeah, glow is going to happen. And it's infused with Osea's signature Undaria seaweed. So it just smells so delicious, doesn't it?
I know you're talking about giving it as a gift. I also suggest just giving it to yourself because you're worth it.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Okay, that moisture duo I mentioned too is a great value because you can save 16% plus the extra 10% with our code SAD Sisters. So this is it. This is a win-win-win Mother's Day gift. Spoil the moms in your life with clean vegan skincare and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with the code SAD Sisters at OseaMalibu.com. And you get free samples in every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Osea is spelled O-S-E-A. So head on over to OseaMalibu.com and use code SATSISTERS for 10% off. Thanks, Osea. Liz, you know we love talking about FrameBridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting FrameBridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing. To get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah, any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already FrameBridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the FrameBridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
And
Peter's in the pool, so there you go.
I have a new reason to get in shape for Peter. So there you go.
Okay. Well, Sheila, that's a very good reporting. Monica, what's going on with you?
Well, last night I went to my first holiday party, and I really like Christmas parties. I know, I just think they're fun to go to, and people's houses are decorated. So we had one of the doctors at work every year, he has a pretty big holiday party, and okay, he invites like 4 or 5 departments, and it's just a really fun thing. And last year, the showing from our department was a little sparse. Of course, I was there. But this year, a big group of us went, and it was just very festive, and people dressed up, and we had a wonderful dinner and champagne. And champagne. And I looked around, and I was like, you know, Sheila, I have some thanks this week. I'm thankful.
Oh, good.
I'm thankful I have a job. I mean, thankful. I have a job every day when I go to work. Mm-hmm. And I'm thankful when I get my paycheck.
Yes.
every 2 weeks. I just feel very lucky to have a job. And last night when I was looking around, I was like, you know, I'm thankful that I work in a place that I like to work at. And I've met a lot of nice people there over the past couple of years. And I just was sort of came to me last night when I was at the party. So That's
nice, Monica.
That is nice. I mean, holiday parties, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, and particularly if it's an office related party, there's a lot of bad press about, you know, the office party gone wild or gone bad. But most of them are pretty darn nice. And it is nice to get out of the work setting. It is nice to see, you know, people who, that you spend a great deal of time with, you know, your coworkers, to see them all dressed up, to meet their, you know, spouses or significant others. And the holidays, you know, people's houses, they look really nice because of all the holiday decorations. So
and it's a morale booster at work. I find parties are really good for morale.
Yeah. Well, you know, this year, for the last 4 years, I have always hosted my husband's company party at our house, a holiday party.
And Monica, you throw a great party, Julie.
And Monica, as you're telling the story, this is like the first year where I'm not doing it because, well, they're all.
Well, you have the big wedding.
I know. Well, thank you, Monica. But now listening to you talk about, you know, how nice it is to go to someone's home and, you know, have a party. We're going to have a nice.
Julie's feeling guilty.
I'm doing a little guilt, Monica. I'm doing a little guilt. But it perhaps next year. But I just was a little concerned with, you know, having the wedding, and then we were supposed to be having some construction going on at our house. I didn't think this would be the year to have the holiday party, but we are going to have a holiday party, and I hope that nice spirit of, you know, that you just talked about, I hope it's there. So
it will be fun to go to somebody else's house, Jewel.
Well, yeah, we're actually having it at a hotel, Sheila.
Oh, better than the hall.
Oh, catered.
Why do you say that's better? Because,
well, no, I just like hotels. I mean, it's sort of a one-stop shopping. I mean, you know, it's not as intimate.
No, it's not as intimate, but I hope that it will be as nice. So, but Monica, I am trying to get into the holiday spirit as well. And I have, you know, sort of a special afternoon that I'm pretty excited about. I have to say that I got tickets to take my granddaughter Alice and my daughter-in-law Vera, and we are going to see a production of The Nutcracker here in Dallas. They're having the Dallas Ballet Theater is putting it on. It's in the brand new, well, it's not, the Opera House opened like 2 years ago here in Dallas. It's this spectacular building, beautiful, beautiful theater, and we're going to see this very classic production of The Nutcracker this afternoon. So
perfect. Yes. I love The Nutcracker. I love the music. So I may go this year. I don't have tickets yet for Portland, but Julie, good for you. Wow.
Yes. I got the tickets organized, and Alice is 4 and a half. So she's old enough, Sheila, to be able to sit and watch the production. And she takes ballet and actually enjoys it, you know, where, you know, our mom dragged us to the Nutcracker every year at Christmas time.
And none of us were dancers.
None of us were dancers. So it was kind of a mixed bag, particularly our brothers that were like snickering during the entire production of the Nutcracker, making fun of all the male ballet dancers. But I believe this is going to be a different kind of experience. I think this will embrace the Christmas spirit. And it's a matinee. And so I suspect there are going to be lots of other kids. But they had a funny story in the Wall Street Journal this week about the Nutcracker, because for most ballet companies around the country, you know, the Nutcracker, this, you know, this is like the Super Bowl of ballets. This is when, you know, it's like the Black Friday for ballet companies, that they put on a production every year. They know lots of people that never go to other ballets are going to show up for the Nutcracker. And so and it's very important for the, you know, the life and the welfare of the ballet company that they have a successful Nutcracker season. But some ballet companies around the country are doing things to try to attract more and more theater goers to come and watch the ballet. So I wanted to ask you, sisters, if this, I have a couple of examples, if this would make you want to go to the ballet, go see the Nutcracker more or less. Okay, so in Nashville, they have brought into the production of the Nutcracker an illusionist that is going to be doing magic tricks during the production. Does that make you want to see it more or less?
Less. That's too distracting. I mean, the giant Christmas tree, that thing is enough stimulation. or any
nutcracker.
Okay. And the nutcracker and the you know, the snowflakes, and you know, you don't need an illusionist with that show.
Yeah, I don't think so. But how about in Salt Lake? They were trying to make it a production that the people of Salt Lake could relate to. So they went with a sports theme to their nutcracker. So there is, do you remember the scene where the little toy soldier dancers, they kind of fight with each other?
Yeah.
Well, in the Salt Lake version, instead of toy soldiers, they have put the ballet dancers in football costumes for the two hometown teams. That would be BYU and the University of Utah. And
that
so,
is wrong.
That
flat
is
out wrong.
Defacing Baryshnikov and Tchaikovsky. I mean, that is so wrong.
Okay. Here's one where this is a close call. San Francisco. What they have done with theirs is instead of all of the scenery, they have tried to incorporate scenes of San Francisco into the scenery so that to make the production more about the city of San Francisco. What do you think? Is that-
I don't mind. I like that because San Francisco is a great city and I can see sort of Golden Gate Bridge, you know, different things.
Okay, so that's positive. Now, here's one that was a total sellout in Chicago. That as soon as they put the tickets on
like
sale.
Like karaoke or something?
No, Monica, I know you would buy a ticket for this. Sheila, I think not. But they did a complete dog version of the Nutcracker.
Oh.
This is the SPA in Chicago, worked with dogs for over a year
so that
they would do it. They had a Sheltie.
That sounds adorable.
See, Monica, I knew you'd like that. I knew you'd like that. Sheila, I knew you'd hate it.
No.
But they had a Sheltie that played the Sugar Plum Fairy. She did very well. But I guess at one point with the music, there was a screeching, you know how sometimes with a microphone you get that screeching in the sound system. And there was a golden retriever that had a minor part in it. And the screeching, well, the dog just totally shut down. And would not perform. So that was last year's production.
It was just lying down on
the
stage.
It just totally shut down. So.
Well, he was a diva, you know.
Very sensitive, Sheila. You know, many dogs are very sensitive. But anyway, they're not putting it on this year because of the work involved with training all the dogs for all the parts. But they do hope to have a production of a doggy Nutcracker available next year in Chicago. I'm just hoping it's, you know, a straight up traditional production here in Dallas. That's what I've been led to believe. And I think it should be a lovely afternoon.
You don't think the dancers are going to have big hair and diamonds?
Like a Dallas version, Sheila?
Pocketbooks, big leather pocketbooks.
Redyed.
No, Sheila, I think those will be the people in the audience will have that on. But I think the ballet will, I've seen another production of Giselle with this ballet company, and they're fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to this afternoon's production.
Oh, yeah, that must be hard to be an audience member in Dallas with the big hair. How does that work exactly, Julie?
Okay, Sheila. Now, Sheila, now you're just being unfair. Okay.
No,
there is nothing wrong with having your hair coiffed, okay?
No, I know you don't have big hair, so you're at a disadvantage, Julie.
You better bring a little booster seat for Alice so she can see over the big heads of hair.
You know, in fact, Monica, they have that for children.
I'm sure they do.
In Dallas. They do have that where you can rent booster seats for the kids to sit on. So isn't that nice?
You may need one too, Joel.
Okay.
So moving have fun, hopefully.
Moving on, Monica. I understand that you rented a car over Thanksgiving.
Yes. I'm here to sing the praises of... this car I rented. So, you know, for Thanksgiving, I decided to go over to Bend, Oregon, which is like 3.5 hour drive from here, but it's up over a mountain pass. You have to drive like 4,500 feet. I know that doesn't mean a lot to you, Sheila.
Monica, I've done it with you. It's challenging driving. You know,
and
you
there
want
was
a good
quite a,
car.
Quite a lot of snow. And so for these winter trips last year and now this year, I've decided I'm just not going to risk my life to get there. I'm going to rent a car that has all-wheel drive or four-wheel drive, so a small SUV. And it's worked out very well for me. I think it's worth the money. I don't want to go off the side of the road. And that's what would happen in my car. So anyways, I rented what I thought was a small SUV. And now I rented it from the Enterprise. Listen to this. From the Enterprise Rent-A-Car place in downtown Portland, which I highly recommend Enterprise. Had very good service with them.
The Enterprise, their big thing is they bring the car to you. Isn't that correct?
That does not work.
Okay.
It's a little bit of a gimmick. If you live like in the immediate area, they have some scheduled pickups, but it didn't matter. Someone from work brought me down there. And so it's downtown, which meant that where the cars were was in like an underground parking garage. So my nice sales representative takes me down there and he points to the biggest car I've ever seen in my whole life. And he said, and it's a Ford Flex. Now, I don't know if you've seen.
Oh, yeah, those are cute.
It looks like a Land Rover that they sort of smashed down and stretched out.
Yeah.
Sheila, that car seats like 27 people.
I know.
It is like a stretch station wagon. And he's like, this is your car. And I was like, oh, no. I said, I can't drive that. And he said, well, that's the only thing we have that has all-wheel drive. And he said, but, you know, of course he was 20. He's like, oh, no, this is a really great car. And I was like, I just don't think I'm going to be able to drive that. I mean, it was silver. It had, like, black tinted windows. It was all tricked out.
It sounds cool.
It had these purple lights. He said, you know what? He said, I really think you're going to enjoy this car. And he said, I guarantee that a weekend driving this car, you're going to want to buy one. And I was like,
well,
yeah.
Well, that's a pretty bold statement to make by the sales.
Well, he wanted to buy one.
Yes.
And then there was another guy down in the garage at the same time, like a 30-something guy, and he was renting like a Honda Civic. And he kept pointing to me. He's like, what's that car? And I was like, oh, yeah, she's getting the Ford Flex, and you're getting the Honda Civic. So the first thing I had to do was like negotiate that car and get out of that parking garage. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just thought I was going to like sideswipe the entire side of the car.
I mean, if you're not used to driving a big, long car, it's, you know.
And I'm not.
Yes. Then it's, then it's difficult. And if you're really not very good at parking, such as myself, then it's even increasingly difficult.
I'll tell you.
But you're a good driver, Monica.
I mean, I am, but I there is no way I could parallel park this thing. But thank goodness I was driving to Bend.
You're going to Bend, Oregon. There's not a lot of...
There's no parallel parking. But Sheila, what I liked about it is it had a beeper when you backed up.
Oh, nice.
That would have helped you, Sheila.
That's how big it was. I think it just started beeping when you were about to hit something. So I take the car, I drive it, I negotiate.
No, wait a minute. So you got talked into a car that you really didn't want.
Julie, it was the only car they had, and now we're looking at it's 5 o'clock. On the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. All right. I understand. I know.
My options are limited. It was like the Honda Civic, which wouldn't be better than my car, or the Flex. And once I got that thing on the road, I just want to tell you that was about the nicest car I have ever driven in my whole life.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Sheila, the seat. It was like this leather, this soft leather. It was like I was on a leather couch.
Was it like Corinthian leather?
It was Corinthian, and it was heated.
There's nothing better.
It was the biggest. It had so much muscle to it. Of course, I was embarrassed to drive it around. So I'm sure people were pulling up to me and like, whoa.
No, it's It's a super popular car in California.
Expecting to see like Jay-Z and Beyonce, but no,
it was just a hot Monica Dolan.
It was just me in the car. And I'll tell you, I drove that thing up to the mountains to go skiing and I loved it. And when I returned it, my little friend was there at Enterprise. I said, "You're exactly right." I said, I want to buy one.
Oh, Monica.
Monica, call Ford Motors right now, because I think you could appear. You know, that's their whole commercial campaign right now. They have just regular people speaking at these press conferences. Monica, you sound just like them.
Yes.
I talked about it for a whole week. And I have to say, when I got back, which was the Sunday after Thanksgiving, those nice people at Enterprise gave me a ride back to my car. So that whole system did work.
That's kind of a given. That's
well, not really.
Says who, Sheila? Are you like?
I was planning to take a cab.
Of course you were, Monica, because you will always inconvenience yourself. Even if
you're right, Sheila. I won't ask, even though that's their policy. They will give you a ride back to their car. But it was a little bit out of their district. But they said no problem. They said absolutely, we'll do that. So I gave the kid a tip. Gave him a $4 tip. Coffee money. That's
what
I said.
Okay, Monica, way to go. So when are you going to rent your Flex car again, your Ford Flex?
You know, now I feel like requesting. Well, the thing was, it was an upgrade. It was an automatic upgrade. So I can't really afford to rent one of those in the future.
Well, Monica's going to be making up excuses to go out of town to rent the Ford Flex. I can see it.
Driving around in my Flex with my...
Well, one of their marketing campaigns is that the cool moms have the Ford Flex.
Oh.
I can see that now. After having driven it, I'll tell you, you get some looks in it. And it is just like a super large station wagon. It's like a giant Suburban, but it's lower to the ground. So
right.
It makes it easier to get in and out of. I mean, Sheila, the seat adjusted like 57 different... I did nothing but adjust the seat in
of
different,
course,
all the way over and all the way back. It had satellite radio. I thoroughly enjoyed that car.
Oh, good. Ford Flex, right on, Monica.
Ford Flex. One more story for you girls, because I know it's been a long time since I've done the science of the obvious.
Yes, Monica.
And I found an article this week that I thought might interest us, because I know we're all interested in eating less.
Indeed, Monica.
We just all have, you know, our various prongs. So I saw this study, Sheila, which said that you can trick your eye when eating to avoid heaping food on your plate. And don't we all...
That's really what I try to do every single day. Please do not let me heap food.
Trick me. Is it like an illusionist? Is it like an illusionist?
Well, it is like an illusion. This was an actual scientific study. So here, I'm just going to boil it down to the tips for you, okay? So they recommend that having a high contrast color plate, a high contrast between the color of the plate and the color of the food. And that means you will eat less.
So, can you give us an example?
Give me an example. Bad would be white pasta on a white plate.
Well, that's never good. We know that's not good.
So what you're saying is, because your eyes, you wouldn't really notice the giant pile of pasta that you
right. You don't know
on.
When to stop. You just keep heaping and heaping.
You can't really pasta
on a white plate. Now, good would be white pasta on a black plate.
Oh, I mean, white pasta. Let's just take that out of the equation.
Well, let's talk about mashed potatoes, okay?
I mean, my God, mashed potatoes on a red plate?
No.
Right, because so what would you do, Sheila? Let's see how well you've been listening to what Monica just said. Mashed potatoes on a red plate, is that good for you or not good for you?
It's good for you, but the mashed potatoes aren't good for you.
Well, how about this? If you add just a hint of more contrast, so you got the white mashed potatoes on the black plate, and throw some brown gravy on top.
Yeah, Yeah. What happened?
Oh, that's contrasting.
It's a lot of contrast, so you're going to eat less, okay? That's just one tip. Okay, now...
No, that's wrong. Because if you have gravy on mashed potatoes, they're going to taste better. You're going to eat more, even if it's on a black plate. I think this is a flawed... I'm sorry, Monica.
You're trying to trick your eye. Now, let's just take it a step further, okay?
Okay, all right.
They said the color of your tablecloth may also affect your portion sizes.
Okay. So what color is your tablecloth?
So if you have a high contrast colors with your plate, the participants in the study that had that ate more. Okay, so they had
eight more. I have a bright red Chinese red placemat that I use.
Okay, don't use a white plate because that's high.
That's
contrast.
All I have.
You have to get some red plates because the participants that had a white plate on a dark tablecloth, again, they heaped the food on. They were just heaping.
Okay, well, I agree. That is true. I do heap it on when I
on a white plate. If you
well, whatever plate, whenever I eat, I
so
heap it on.
I'm just going to sum it up for all of us. Here's what you need.
If what do we need? I'm
eating
taking notes,
mashed potatoes.
Mom.
You need a black tablecloth. You need a black plate. And I suggest some black truffles shaped on top of the pasta.
Okay. Or if you're going with the mashed potatoes, you should go with the brown gravy.
Black gravy. Just
black,
the black gravy.
Gravy
on it.
Make and the gravy black.
And you're going to...
Sheila, are you even listening?
Black truffle gravy.
Just put that on top of any white food and you'll probably eat less. Okay. So is that clear? Not really.
Wait, I heap popcorn, white popcorn, into a white bowl.
Well, that is bad.
Okay. I know it's bad.
That is, you do not have enough contrast going on there. You need to get a black bowl to put the white popcorn in.
Okay. Or you need to start eating black food to serve on your white plate. Wouldn't that work too, Monica?
I suppose it would. It's just black food. It's just limited. That's like...
It's few and far between on that one.
Right. But then you wouldn't have the heaping problem, Sheila.
What do we have? Mussels. Basically mussels.
Basically.
I would say chocolate would be in the dark, chocolate.
Of course you would. That's...
You can really heap that.
you can. Get a black plate for the chocolate.
Okay, Monica. I'm going to try that. I am. For my popcorn.
Well, Monica, it's like anything. I think you have to employ all sorts of multifaceted approach to losing weight, right? And that you can't just have one strategy. You have to have multiple prongs to your strategy. So
sometimes even within one meal, you have to... elude yourself. You have to eat in different areas of the home to try to trick yourself. I mean, it's just a full-time job.
It really is.
Thank you for that study, Monica.
We really thank you. That's bringing the science to all of us. We appreciate it. Well, sisters, before we shut down this fabulous podcast, I did want to remind listeners that if you haven't gone to Chaos Chronicles yet this week, you need to go look because Leon and our mother went to TJ Maxx this week. Have you seen these pictures? How cute these are.
I did, yes.
This is, you know, our mom is a TJ Maxx Maxinista. And Leon and mom went shopping to the TJ Maxx in mom's neighborhood for a little hot chocolate party. That was their theme. And they bought the cutest things at TJ Maxx. And Leon has it all posted at Chaos Chronicles. So you definitely want to check that out. Mom looks lovely. She's in a lovely wintry sweater and scarf. I like the note on the picture, on the caption of the picture, where Leon reports that it was 70 degrees out. But yet mom looks ready for a hot chocolate party. And then also at Chaos Chronicles, if you haven't done so, please register for the 31 days of Confection Perfection. We want you to register. This is by our friends at makinglifebetter.com. They are having a contest where if you register for 31 days of Confection Perfection and you get recipes from them every single day for the 31 days during the holiday season, you can also register to win one of those giant stand-up mixers, which are just beautiful. Now, obviously, we can't win. Sheila wouldn't know what to do with it. Monica, I'm not sure you would want a mixer of this size in your kitchen, and I'm not a baker, so, but we really want someone who listens to Satellite Sisters to win, so please be sure to do that when you go to Chaos Chronicles. It's very easy. You just click through at the top of Chaos Chronicles on the banner headline. Anything else,
sister?
Just
remember, when you win your mixer, order it in a dark color. So when you... when you're making cake batter, you heap less cake batter to your mouth.
Very, very solid, Sheila. Backed by scientific research. Thank you for that suggestion. Well, Sheila, there are Santa Ana winds coming again to the West Coast. So I would say batten down the hatches.
Okay,
right?
Jewel. Okay. I will.
And good luck on your early morning swims. We look forward to hearing more about what develops in lane one, between lane one and lane nine. Okay.
You know, stranger things have happened. You know, Romeo and Juliet, lane one and lane nine. We're from two different worlds, and yet we meet in the middle.
Sheila, it sounds like it could be a beautiful ballet. Monica, any more holiday parties this week, or are you done?
No, but I'm organizing our department party in 2 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, we look
White
forward.
Elephant.
Oh, a white elephant party. They're always fun. They're always good. All right. Well,
Jewel, thank you for organizing the podcast.
Well, I'm very happy to do that. As I say, the first two steps worked perfectly. Now we hope that the third step, which would be actually posting the new podcast, I believe somehow I'll get it done. So with that, everybody have a good week. And we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks.
All righty.